So just give me a little bit about, I know you were playing with some of the UCLA Cats, last summer something before with Malcolm Lee, and that sort of started the exposure and the Paul George phenomenon, and now you're shooting up the draft boards. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, I think, you know, getting a chance to play with those, you know, those guys at that level really helped me. You know, playing with Drew Holiday, Jeremy Anderson, Reed Nelson, you know, I got a chance to play with, you know, some premier athletes, and I think that bettered my skills because, you know, I never got that exposure, you know, coming from Palmdale. I was only used to, you know, so much talent, so to be able to go around the world and, you know, compete, you know, at that level, at that time, that really, you know, helped my game up.
Did you get recruited by UCLA at all?
I didn't.
Because it's funny, I was reading that and I was like, that's funny, all these UCLA cats didn't know that. That's cool.
Nah, I never got recruited by UCLA, SC, you know, I kind of went under the radar.
Yeah. And now, obviously, above the radar, talk a little bit about what you bring, sort of, your game in general. What do you bring to the floor?
I think I just bring a lot of versatility. You know, I think I can touch multiple positions. And, I think I can touch multiple positions and kind of bring depth to a team. And, you know, if a team wanted me to come in and start, you know, I think I can fit that role as well.
Okay. And I think I heard you say you're more comfortable playing the two than the three, or...
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think those two are, you know, hand-in-hand, you know, positions, you know, both wings. So, you know, it's kind of a lot of similarities, but I think I can distinguish myself as a shooting guard because I'm able to put the ball on the floor and create for others.
What would you say the part of your game is that you need to do the most work on?
Still work on ball handling and just getting a better playmaker.
Is that the feedback you've gotten too from coaches and GMs?
Yeah. You know, they anybody can improve on their ball handling skills. You know, so you say just keep working on ball handling. You know, everything else will fall into place.
I mean, you're an amazing free throw shooter at Fresno State. You shot 91% or something last year. So that combination of, you know, being able to attack the rack, getting that percentage, obviously a premium. When you look at a team like the Raptors, you say, okay, this could be a really good fit for me because of some of those skill sets you bring.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see I can do that. You know, with me and DeMar being, you know, young talents on the wing, I think we can play, you know, well, you know, off each other.
Yep. Have you played with any of these clowns before?
Nah, I played against DeMar a couple times.
Okay.
So, you know, he's always a familiar face. You know, I know him pretty well.
Did you just lock him down? Or?
Nah, he got the best of me last time.
Okay.
He got the win and put up more points by a little bit.
Okay.
No, it's fun playing against him.
What about the draft process? Like, when did you decide, all right, I'm ready to make the jump?
Well, it was kind of, you know, determined by my family. You know, I took a real good look at, you know, what I had to win and what I had to lose. And, you know, it was a lot more to win if I came out this year just to support my family, you know. And, you know, I felt like staying another year wouldn't have helped me improve and better myself as a player. So,
okay.
I thought it was best to come out.
Have you been to Toronto before?
First time.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed the city. You know, it's nice. It's a lot different than what I thought. You know, I expected to come here and...
Snow?
Yeah, it'd be snowy and can't understand what people are saying, but... You know,
small place,
yeah,
maybe.
It's a big city. It's kind of like Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what about the draft process itself? Do you enjoy sort of... How many workouts have you done?
This is my 10th.
10th workout, right?
But I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy that. Not everybody can say they're doing this and going through this situation. So, you know, whatever happens, you know, I'll be happy with it.
And have you worked out against a lot of these guys before?
Yeah, me and Zabias.
You guys are...
I've been to 10. We probably worked out 7 times already together. So, you know, sometimes you're on the same flight.
Right.
So it's always
it must be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right? So you see, you're like, okay, I guess we're going again.
That's my workout partner.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, we'd be prepared.
You establish sort of a bond that way, like, because you're seeing that same face, and you know you guys are, you know, pitted against each other a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you get a bond. You know, it started becoming, you know, more competitive because he's a friend now.
Right. Yep.
And so, you know, that's the best way to push each other, you know, to get better. And, you know, it's a mutual respect there.
Okay. And what about when you're going through the workouts? I asked Zabi the same thing. Is it hard not to sometimes fall in love with a team and say, geez, I hope these guys pick me?
Yeah, it is hard, you know, because I worked out for a couple teams and, you know, I would really enjoy the play there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be kind of crushing when you hear somebody else get called.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, well, on to the next team.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it's the end, so you've got to keep an open mind.
Yeah, exactly.
And is it usually a combination of the city and the coaching staff? What's sort of a preeminent thing that says that makes you want to play there? What's usually the main?
For me, it's just knowing what the roster is.
Right.
You know, I would like to play with, you know, a wing, be able to come in and play, you know, under a wing or alongside a wing that's kind of experienced and, you know, someone that I can learn and grow from. So, you know, that's what I look at, you know, as well as playing with a good point guard and, you know, a good big man.
Cool. Well, good luck, man. This is awesome. Thank you.